Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
511 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thanks for having us on today. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I hope you get a chance to get out there and enjoy some of the beautiful weather. We're watching the weather for you. Austin's got an update coming in just a few minutes from right now. We have zeros across the board in terms of percentages of rain up until the Saturday. Why Saturdays? It seems like it's a kind of routine rotating thing here.
Unfortunately.
So anyway, we have great weather up until Friday, then Saturday we have rain, and then Sunday it gets clear again. Maybe we can work on that. We got a few days to give a lot of positive thoughts about that one. And no rain for Saturday. Look for early morning fog tomorrow. Otherwise, sunny, mild, and temps in the 70s. Green flags flying on Pensacola Beach. Let's go ahead and take a look at the top 10. You know, I did it again. Top three.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to be here.
Let's do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, I'm getting a little excited there. Okay. Very interesting. Florida lawmakers want to close a loophole that allows people to make artificial intelligence generating nude images without consequences. Now, current law allows for punishment only. Now, here comes the fine line. I want you to listen to this. Current law allows for punishment only for those who distribute those images. Mm. Not holding them, but distribute them. Florida Bill 757. Would make it illegal to create an AI-generated explicit photo of a real person without their consent. If approved, that law takes effect October 1st. I mentioned this to you just a few moments ago. FDOH issuing a water quality health advisory. Three parks in Okaloosa County. Liza Jackson in Fort Walton Beach. Clement Taylor in Destin and Lincoln Park in Valparaiso. The water was assessed recently and did not meet the recreational water quality standards for bacteria. And don't forget about this. Scambium, we had Scotland Wilson on this last week talking about this event. Scambium Emergency Management, inviting girls entering 7th, 8th, 9th grades to apply for the hurricane. And it's not spelled like hurricane. It's spelled like hurricane. H-E-R. R-I-C-A-N-E. So I just want to kind of define that one for you. The four-day camp will be held June 10th through 13th at the Escambia Emergency Operations Center. Applications are open until Friday.
Mm.
So you got to take care of this. And you can pick them up at the Escambia Public Safety Building, 6575 North W Street.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some issues worsening on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for Pensacola, got some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, and also on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, sitting at around 73 degrees right now, low of 57 tonight, is going to have some patchy fog this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny day, high of 79, low of 59.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Could Florida undo one of its post-Parkland laws? Question circulating today. Here's Eben Brown.
Laws passed in Florida following the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School raised the age to own long guns from 18 to 21, with exceptions for law enforcement or military. The changes were championed by victims' families, though Second Amendment advocates warned they would pursue legal remedies. And now a bill to lower that age back to 18 has passed through committee and goes to the Florida House of Representatives this week. The state Senate seems to be moving a bit slower on it, and the bill, if passed, would need to be signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And South Florida Democratic State Senator Rosalind Osgood wants to see a basic bill of rights for inmates. She called a press conference to discuss Senate Bill 358. That covers the treatment of inmates in the state correctional system. Osgood says inmates deserve certain rights like air conditioning, three meals per day, and basic toiletries.
Okay, tomorrow the Senate Pre-K-12 Education Appropriations Committee is going to take up SPB 730. That bill's going to make changes affecting public schools and voucher programs. Now, the bill would also use an educational enrollment stabilization program to provide supplemental money to address enrollment changes and voucher programs.
And Governor Ron DeSantis trying to get other governors on board with changing the Constitution. And not in a bad way. DeSantis was in Montana and Idaho yesterday to meet with their governors. Together, they're calling for a balanced budget amendment to be added to the Constitution. DeSantis says it would impose much-needed fiscal restraints on the federal government.
All right. Immigration and Customs Enforcement calling for cops across the country to help them find and arrest over 1 million illegal immigrants being targeted for deportation. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has more from St. Augustine.
We joined many traffic stops that ultimately ended in immigration-related arrests. Now, we joined the St. John County Sheriff's Office along a very busy stretch of Highway 95 just along south of Jacksonville. Now, this was a joint operation with federal partners, including Customs and Border Protection, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, as well as Homeland Security. Now, one of the stops started as a routine traffic stop for speeding, but it ended with the arrest of several illegal migrants because federal agents found two men in the car with active ICE removal orders for deportation.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that he's spoken with President Trump about moving NASA headquarters to the Space Coast. That was the subject of a bill filed by Florida's new U.S. Senator Ashley Moody. You've heard us talk about that. DeSantis says there's already an expansion underway at the Kennedy Space Center, and he believes that could save taxpayers $500 million and maybe even have people in the agency see where the action is.
Okay, the House Industries and Professional Activities Subcommittee considering House Bill 311, which requires motorized wheelchair manufacturers to provide parts, tools, and manuals to users and third-party repair shops. The bill is part of a push by consumer groups regarding a wide-ranging set of products that have grown tech-heavy and cumbersome to fix when they go down.
All righty, 518. We'll take a quick break here when we return. Got a deep dive into some national stories for you and some business as well before we send you into the Fox News break. That coming up in just about 12 minutes on Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the one thing God will not forgive? After all, the Bible plainly explains that if we seek God's forgiveness, He will forgive sins such as lust, lying, and even murder. But the one sin that God will not forgive is the sin of unbelief. To refuse to believe in Jesus' virgin birth, or His sinless life, or His substitutionary death, or His resurrection from the dead, or to refuse to believe anything that the Scripture declares about Jesus is to consign your own soul to an eternal hell. The good news of the gospel is a message of forgiveness of sin, but again, the one sin that God will not forgive is unbelief. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked about this wild breach of operational security by the White House National Security Team. Huge story. Also, some of the things the Trump administration has been doing right that don't get reported very often, and a few that they're really doing wrong. Escambia County Commission taking up the question of funding the Chappie James Memorial over the counter advice of the TDC. You can listen to all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the League of Gentlemen Who've Walked Out of Our Doors with a Swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price. We back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee-owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet. Kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks indeed up today amid hopes the president's impending tariffs may not be as broad as originally thought. Maybe some good news here to share. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher amid another sharp drop in consumer sentiment data. Consumer confidence slipped in March as Americans' view of future conditions fell to the lowest level in more than a decade as they worry about income, business, and job prospects, according to the Conference Board. Tech and financials gain, and shares of Trump Media and Technology Group popped 7% after the Truth Social parent announced that it will partner with Crypto.com to launch a series of exchange-traded funds. The Dow winners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Merck, and Home Depot. The Dow rising 4 points. The Nasdaq higher by 83. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Vice President J.D. Vance will travel to Greenland on Friday. He made the announcement in a video posted on X. The White House had previously announced that Vance's wife, Usha, would lead a delegation there. That prompted backlash from Greenland and Denmark. The vice president said, "I didn't want her to have all that fun by herself, and so I'm going to join her."
Yeah, okay. It's sure. 10 minutes away from joining Eric Bramer from the Blue Wahoos. Yeah, Wahoos are preparing to showcase new and exciting concession items for the 2025 season, plus a new grab-and-go automated storefront on the main concourse. A lot of things going on with the Blue Wahoos. And Eric's going to be in and talk. We're going to talk food this afternoon. Some of the new food that they'll have this season over there, so you can check these things out. Hey, there are things you need to know if you've and this is not something to really be very happy about, but if you've recently been through a divorce, things have changed in terms of how you report your taxes. Jenny Casola explains on Tax Tips 2025.
Did you and your spouse split last year? Here's what you both need to know when filing your taxes. I'm Jenny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip.
It's the Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If you formalized a divorce at any time up until December 31st, then for tax purposes, you are considered split for the entire year. This means you'll now file as single unless you qualify as the head of household or remarried before the end of the year. If you had children, things could become more complicated. CPA Bill Dendy says parents can alternate who claims a child.
The custodial parent can give that right in any tax year to the non-custodial parent, and they can agree amongst themselves on when does it make more sense to have the child on one return and not the other.
Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Still got some heavy backups on 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And also have some developing. This is going to be on where North Davis Highway meets Scenic, right in front of UWF's main entrance. Got some backups over there, but no accident or anything from what we can see. And as for the weather, sitting at around 73 degrees, low of 57 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 79 and a low of 59.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, some toy makers with production change in the U.S. may benefit from President Trump's tariffs. Lauren Simonetti has more from Streetsboro, Ohio.
This fall, the Toy Association predicts toy prices will rise between 15 and 20% because of tariffs on China, where the U.S. gets 8 in 10 toys that we sell. But there are a small number of U.S. toy makers that are seeing a rise in orders because their items are tariff-free. Simplay 3 in Ohio is one of them. Here's their e-commerce director, Marshall Murdo.
The American consumer benefits because they're not going to see an additional $15 tacked onto a $100 item. Our prices are going to remain the same.
Simplay 3 has been manufacturing plastic slides and playhouses in Ohio for 8 years. Now they find themselves in the sweet spot of a trade war, and they don't have to raise prices. In Streetsboro, Ohio, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
And the 114th anniversary of New York's deadly Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire being commemorated today. As always, family members read the names of the 146 victims, including 123 women and girls who died in the 1911 fire. The garment workers, mostly immigrants, lost their lives because doors to exits and stairways were locked to prevent theft. The fire gave rise to unions and transformed labor laws.
Absolutely. More evidence that Americans are increasingly pessimistic about the economy. Lillian Wu has the report.
Consumers haven't been this anxious about the economy in more than a decade, according to the latest consumer confidence numbers, which have fallen for the fourth month in a row. The Conference Board reporting its monthly confidence index of current conditions slipped more than forecast to 92.9, a 12-year low. The 7.2-point decline is the steepest drop since August of 2021 and driven by those 55 and older, spread across income groups, as their views of future business conditions and job prospects grow increasingly grim, rattled by the administration's trade wars and persistent inflation worries. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And happy Equal Pay Day, although it isn't a cause to celebrate. Today marks how far into the new year women employed full-time have to work to earn what their male counterparts made on average in the year prior. The National Women's Law Center says women in America currently earn 83 cents for every dollar men are paid.
Okay, as President Trump works to preserve TikTok's future, concerns remain over the risks posed to children online. Alexandria Hoff explains.
Fox on Tech.
Last year, lawmakers grilled the CEOs of Meta, X, Discord, and TikTok on the harms being done to children. The Senate Judiciary Committee held another hearing on digital danger, saying the problem has only gotten worse. An example, sextortion scams targeting kids. One of the parents who served as a witness, South Carolina State Representative Brandon Guffey. His 17-year-old son took his own life after being inundated with social media threats by an overseas criminal posing as a girl.
The predator not only attacked my son Gavin, who was 17, but also began to extort my 16-year-old son, my 14-year-old cousin, and then myself. One of the messages I received read, "Did I tell you that your son begged for his life?"
Committee members from both parties argued that a bill that passed the Senate last year with strong bipartisan support would have at least helped protect children online, but say it died in the House because of relentless lobbying by big tech. With Fox on Tech, Alexandra Hoff, Fox News.
Okay, UWF is expanding at the Port of Pensacola. The Pensacola City Council prepared to vote on a new lease at warehouse number 8. That space will potentially become the UWF Center for Watercraft and Vessel Engineering. The university is funding the program to the tune of $13.9 million over the next 10 years. And coming up here in about 7 minutes or so, Eric Bramer from the Blue Wahoos. We're going to talk about the concession items for the 2025 season. Yeah, we're talking food here. Plus, we'll talk about that grab-and-go automated storefront in the main concourse. And we'll talk about the chef coming up with Mood Food. A lot of new food coming up.
I'm John Saucier. The White House is sticking by National Security Advisor Mike Waltz after one of his aides inadvertently added Atlantic Magazine Editor-in-Chief Jeffrey Goldberg to a National Security Team chat group on the Signal messaging platform. At the White House today, President Trump says Waltz and his team did nothing wrong.
No, I don't think he should apologize.
think he's doing his best. It's equipment and technology that's not perfect.
The leak involved the Trump administration's plans to strike the Iran-backed Houthi terror group in Yemen. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer condemned Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for the way this military action was coordinated and is sharing classified info.
For the Defense Secretary to coordinate war plans in such a haphazard and dangerous way puts our national security, our troops, and every single American at risk.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. GameStop announcing today its board has unanimously approved a plan to buy Bitcoin with its corporate cash. Shares of the video game retailer jumped more than 6% in extended trading today on the news. The announcement confirming CNBC's reporting in February of GameStop's intention to add Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to its balance sheet. Stocks edged higher today as investors trying to build on the previous session's gains. Investors forgave today's March consumer confidence data release, which reflected a major drop in the American consumer's short-term view on income, business, and current job conditions. On Wall Street, stocks were slightly higher. The Dow gained 4 points, the S&P 500 added 9, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 83. U.S. crude oil futures for May were up slightly, sitting just above $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. In the semifinals, the New York Golf Club upset the Los Angeles Golf Club, and the Atlanta Drive Golf Club also pulled off the upset against the Bay Golf Club. In the SoFi Cup final led by Patrick Cantlay, the Atlanta Drive Golf Club took a 1-0 series lead over the New York Golf Club. It's a best of three, and Atlanta will try to win it all tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, with two opportunities if necessary. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league. It's sharp and it's electric. 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing playoffs on the line golf with 24 of the best players from the PGA Tour. Tonight, the inaugural season champion will be crowned. New York Golf Club versus Atlanta Drive. Matt Fitzpatrick, Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Cameron Young taking on Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, Billy Horschel, Lucas Glover. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern for TGL, only on ESPN and ESPN+. Keep up. It's golf.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Will true love really conquer all?
For the first time in Ballet Pensacola's history, this lively and timeless tale of romance, chivalry, and adventure will come to life on the stage. Ballet Pensacola's Don Quixote, March 28th through 30th, and April 4th through 6th at the Center. Will true love really conquer all? Don Quixote, tickets online at balletpensacola.org and the Center Box Office, 400 South Jefferson Street, Pensacola.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
537 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Looking down the line for the weather, of course, Austin jumping in just a few minutes here with a complete 3 to 5 day forecast for you. But in the morning, watch for that early morning fog. Otherwise, sunny, mild, warm temps in the upper 70s. Green flags flying on Pensacola Beach this afternoon. And we have Eric Bramer, good friend over at the Blue Wahoo, standing by. We'll be joining him in just a second. Do like to remind you about the top three stories that we are working this half hour. Veterans needing free benefits now available. The Escambia County Vet Services Office is providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. No charge, no appointment is necessary or required. Here's a number to call, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com or in person at 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. Also, the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society's Active Duty Fund underway this afternoon. The volunteer organization delivers emergency financial assistance for sailors and Marines in need. The fund drive runs through April, and the Blue Angels 2025 air show practice sessions begin in 11 days, Wednesday, April 2nd, from the flight line at the National Naval Aviation Museum aboard NAS Pensacola.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, the biggest doggone sports story I know of is Blue Wahoos this afternoon, and Eric Bramer from the team joins us this afternoon. How you doing, Eric?
Doing great. Beautiful weather outside, and we spent the day at the ballpark setting up the party decks, all the tables and chairs. So
look at you.
Happy to have that done, and the ballpark looks a whole lot more ready for opening day in a week and a half.
And I bet you got a little bit of sunburn on you today. It was just beautiful weather. This weather is just
maybe
great.
A little bit, but that's a good burn.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited about season coming up. We're talking starting April 4th, first pitch goes out over at the ballpark. But this year, and this is why we're talking this afternoon, because I'm an aficionado of food. I love food. And one of the great things I like going to when I get a chance, I love to go to ballparks around the country and sample some of the food like that. But there is absolutely no ballpark around the country like the Blue Wahoo Stadium here because, for one, the amazing food that you guys prepare over there. You've got an award-winning chef that fixes Chef Travis out there. And so what can we expect in the way of the 25 season and kind of going down that food lane with us today?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have some returning favorites. There's a reason that people come back to Blue Wahoo Stadium because we've got enough on our menu to feed you for an entire season without trying the same thing twice. But we are excited about some new menu items. You and I have talked about this a little bit. I know you're excited about the garlic parmesan grouper sandwich.
Yeah,
get a grouper sandwich at a baseball game. The Reuben fries are supposedly very good. I'll be trying all these things for the first time on Friday.
Oh my.
A chef does a little tasting menu for us. But, it's going to be some really good stuff. We got a new burger with some swerve sauce on it. I don't know what a swerve sauce is, but I trust that it's good. Fiesta Chicken Quesadilla. The thing that most fans will notice, whether you go for the ambitious food or not, we've also got a new grab-and-go area near the home plate concourse, and that's one of those self-serve things where you just pick out what you need, you scan it, you pay for it, and it should decrease the lines a lot and help you get back to your seat and watch baseball without missing too much time.
Okay, Chef Travis doing something special this season. You need to help me out a little bit here. It's based on the 12 specials throughout the season that he does. Does he do these on a regular scheduled basis? Or are they just Friday night games that he does the special meals? How does this work?
Yeah, it's a new program he started called Chef Travis's Culinary Curveballs. So every Friday night, every Friday home game, that is, he'll have an exclusive menu item that is available only that night.
Love it.
And he hasn't announced the menu yet, publicly or even privately to me. So he's got some tricks up his sleeve. But what he has told me is that he'll be theming the menu items based on the opponent. So this year, you know, we'll be playing the Biloxi Shuckers on opening night. Right. Maybe it'll be something with oysters. We're playing the Columbus Clingstones, and a Clingstone is a type of peach. So maybe something with a peach flavor. When we play the Knoxville Smokies, maybe it'll be something like smoked ribs. I don't know, but we're going to have 13 different surprises in store on the menu, and we're going to be announcing those special menu items just a couple days in advance. So fans are going to want to follow us on social media and find out what those special menu items are going to be.
Okay, you've tweaked my interest with the food, but I do have a genuine interest in the ball team. When will they be coming to Pensacola, and when will the final roster be kind of laid out?
It's kind of that time of year where you try and do some sleuthing, because the Marlins Major League opening day is on Thursday, and they had an exhibition game in Miami today. They've got their Major League roster pretty well settled, and there are a few former Blue Wahoos on that roster. Triple-A Jacksonville has their opening day this Friday, and so they, starting on the road, I believe in Nashville, are going to have their roster announced. We've got another week yet to go until Friday, April 4th in our opening day, but our minor leaguers will be breaking camp in Jupiter, Florida on Saturday or Sunday. They'll be making the drive, and expect to see an official roster announcement probably early next week. I would guess Tuesday or Wednesday. But again, if you want to use process of elimination, you know, some of those guys that are on the AAA Jacksonville roster were with us last year, and we know that they won't be with us this year because they started at a higher level.
Okay, Eric, one thing that is always interesting in terms of how they roll these teams out, will we be able to greet the new players? I know in years past when they fly into the airport or so, you encourage fans to get out there. Will we have some kind of advance notice of this?
Yeah, when we were Reds affiliates, they did have to fly in town.
Right.
We would meet them at the airport. Now they drive up from South Florida, where the Marlins hold spring training.
Okay.
They'll be arriving in a caravan of cars probably on Monday. But there will be an open practice. We're going to do an exclusive one for our season ticket members on Wednesday, where they can pick up their season ticket packages and their popcorn buckets and all that stuff. We're also planning tentatively to do an open practice on Thursday night, a week from Thursday, that is April 3rd, and we're going to be announcing more details on that on social media. But if you want to get a sneak peek at our team before the game actually begins, maybe skip the line in the team store and get some new merch before opening day, a week from Thursday, April 3rd in the evening, we should be doing an open practice under the lights that will be open to the public.
All right, I'm all over that one. Eric Bramer from the Wahoos. Hey, listen, I am looking so forward to your reports this year, those daily reports that we can let the fans know what's going on with the team and who's doing the changes. So, Eric, thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. Look forward to seeing you real soon. Eric Bramer, Blue Wahoos, Pensacola. Eric, go out and have it a great day now.
Thanks for having me. Go Wahoos.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Eric Bramer. Really nice guy, and he's very smart about what's going on out there. So we'll be checking with him throughout the season. We'll be having features from Eric giving us an update in terms of how the Wahoos are doing.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives. All righty, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups still on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox. That's probably one of our worst-looking spots on the road at this time. As for the weather, sitting at around 73 degrees, going to be a low of 57 tonight with some patchy fog in areas. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny Wednesday, high of 79, low of 59.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, very interesting. With the health news, many things going on here with this situation. 29211, let's rack it up for the sweet spot for shut eye. Getting sleep is really important, and we're finding this out day after day with these medical reports. Here's House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. We all need sleep and often could use more of it. But what about the right amount of sleep? Specialists say contrary to the popular 8-hour rule, the amount of sleep you actually need may change throughout your life. They say infants and children need more sleep, but people 65 and older may be able to get by with less than 7 to 9 hours. Some experts also say it's more about the quality of sleep rather than the number of hours. They warn if you're getting between 7 to 9 hours of sleep, but still wake up feeling tired, you may want to consider visiting your primary care physician to rule out any health conditions that could be affecting your quality of sleep because something might be wrong. To put that another way, Stanford sleep specialist Dr. Rafael Paleo tells Fox Digital you shouldn't leave your favorite restaurant feeling hungry. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty. And also, the measles outbreak in Texas continuing to grow. The state reporting nearly 24 new cases, bringing the total up to at least 327 confirmed patients. The epicenter remains a rural county that has the lowest vaccination rate in the state. And the Department of State Health Services has determined that 3 cases that were previously classified as vaccinated have now been switched to not vaccinated.
Okay, Health Secretary RFK Jr. says his department is taking steps to clean up America's food supply, including baby formula, by offering Americans a new tool to tell what's actually in the food. Alexandria Hoff in Washington with the details.
The FDA just released the Chemical Contaminants Transparency Tool. This allows users to search common foods and see levels of chemicals, such as pesticides, that the FDA deems safe for consumption. So there is a fair amount of user responsibility required in using this database. For example, next to rice cereal for infants is inorganic arsenic, listed at 100 parts per billion. That could be pretty alarming, but that's not actually telling you how much arsenic is in baby rice cereal, only that the FDA recommends it contains no more than that. Secretary Kennedy has also announced Operation Stork Speed to improve the safety and quality of infant formula through testing for heavy metals and other contaminants.
And New York City Mayor Eric Adams criticizing one of his opponents in the upcoming mayoral race. Adams took aim at former Governor Andrew Cuomo Monday, saying that Cuomo mishandled the COVID crisis in the state while he was governor. Adams believes there was a racial disparity to how vaccines were handed out under his watch, with the mayor saying that brown and black communities were given the short end of the stick.
All right. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee provided a surprising answer when asked what Americans' greatest national security threat is. What do they think it is? Kevin Uretsky has more.
Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford recently told the Fox News Rundown podcast, the biggest threat to our safety may be America itself.
I think one of our biggest threats to our national security and to our open society is our open society. And it's something that our adversaries know and they leverage against us.
One of those adversaries is China, who Crawford feels we're currently in a Cold War with.
Much like we were with the Soviets. But this one, I think, is a little bit higher stakes. And I think China has had the luxury of hindsight and being able to learn from the mistakes that the Soviet Union made.
Crawford says we must maintain good relations with allies in the Western Hemisphere and give them a credible economic alternative to Chinese investment. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 5:50 here. We will take one last quick break. When we return, I got some more national notes for you as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
David Petronas is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Petronas has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronas has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, West Coast preparing for warmer temps as a massive storm system is brewing for later this week. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
Record-breaking warmth will be the story over the West ahead of the next storm system later this week. Temperatures will be soaring well into the 90s to near 100 degrees for parts of the Southwest. Heavy rain and mountain snow is going to move into the Northwest midweek, and some of this energy is going to travel across the country, setting us up for the potential of another major severe weather outbreak over the weekend, including tornadoes. So stay tuned to Fox Weather for your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And President Trump pardoning Hunter Biden's former business partner and friend, Devin Archer. Archer served on the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma with Hunter years ago. And in 2023, he testified in front of a House committee about Hunter allegedly pushing the Biden family brand and Vice President Joe Biden joining Hunter on personal business calls to help close deals.
Medical experts suggest there are links between sleep quality and appetite. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. Two things in life you can crave, sleeping and eating, may work together against you if you don't counteract them. This according to experts at the Cleveland Clinic, who say if you're not getting all of the rest you need at night, you may end up eating more. When you're deprived of sleep, your appetite hormones can be thrown out of balance, and that may cause you to eat more the next day. And you want more unhealthy food when you're tired. The Cleveland Clinic suggests creating a regular nighttime routine for going to sleep and getting up around the same time each day if possible. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a hearing is taking place in a Manhattan federal courtroom to determine if a House committee can gain access to Columbia University student disciplinary actions. The House committee is investigating anti-Semitism on campus, and the suit was filed by 8 Columbia University students. One of the plaintiffs is Columbia grad Mahmoud Khalil, who's, of course, being detained for his role in pro-Palestinian protests.
Okay, to kick off National Child Abuse Prevention Month in April, Gulf Coast Kids House is hosting an open house Thursday, 4 to 6, 3401 North 12th Avenue. The National Child Abuse Prevention Month is designed to raise awareness for child abuse and neglect, promote prevention efforts, and support, of course, supervisors or survivors.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This is the last traffic and weather update. Looking pretty smooth here, I'm happy to say. We do have an accident reported. This is going to be on 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound. However, I'm not seeing much congestion in that area. Also have a little bit if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and maybe some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 57 tonight with some patchy fog, so be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny Wednesday, high of 79, low of 59.
So if you rack up those air miles, you like to kind of take advantage of the lounges they have at certain airports around the country. One major airline is increasing fees on reward cards for those seeking access to those lounges. Tom Graham has details.
United Airlines announced Monday the cost for an individual United Club membership is going from $650 to $750, or 94,000 points per year. Also, only the pass holder will be able to access the lounge network, though the airline is creating a so-called all-access membership tier that lets customers bring up to two guests, but it'll cost you $1,400 for the year. Airlines have seen an increase in demand for lounge access following the COVID pandemic. Travel has rebounded, and many passengers are seeking a more comfortable experience at the airport. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And, of course, we want to give another thanks to Eric Bramer for sitting in with us during our sports time. But I do want to remind you that Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA men's tournament is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness during this basketball season.
And tomorrow night, get ready for NBA action on ESPN Pensacola, Lakers-Pacers.
Yeah.
They'll tip that game off at 6 o'clock on ESPN Pensacola.
All righty. And Luigi Mangione asking for a laptop in jail to view documents related to his case. Mangione, of course, being the killer accused or being the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. And according to the filing in the courtroom, Mangione's lawyers asked if he could be given a laptop solely to look at documents. He would not be able to communicate with anyone through the laptop, and it would not be able to connect to the internet or run any kind of entertainment.
558. News Radio 92.3, Fox's Jill Nato reports on some wacky work being done to shine a spotlight on dogs at an animal shelter.
Take a pause.
Meet Adrienne Budnick, a volunteer at Metro Nashville Animal Care and Control. She makes social media videos to show off adoptable dogs, and those videos are getting seen.
It went from 20,000 followers to over 100,000 in the last 4 months, maybe. And it's a wild ride.
She's known for assigning the dogs a fake breed name, and she's pretty creative about it.
A Himalayan fur goblin. That's right. What's this then? What's this? It's a teacup werewolf. We got those too.
Mm-hmm. Budnick is trying to change how shelters are perceived.
It's doggy jail. The dogs are sad there, and that's not how it is here. The dogs are happy. They enjoy their time here.
And there doesn't seem to be an end of fake dog breeds.
Honky tonk, chonky chonk, tubby terrier. What's this then? It's a snacklejack.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Ukraine and Russia agreeing to a limited ceasefire deal. According to a White House statement, the two countries have agreed to stop fighting in the Black Sea and will work to agree to halt any strikes on energy infrastructure. It comes after 3 days of negotiations in Saudi Arabia as Ukrainian and Russian delegations met with U.S. mediators separately.
Okay, protecting agricultural land, top priority for Santa Rosa County commissioners. A new proposal will allow changes to the Rural Protection Code, bringing in more than 100 acres of farmland under the county's code. Now, the current code has Highway 182 as the boundary line. Lawmakers want it to be moved from south of Highway 182 instead of going along the Pace Allentown Fire District.
All righty.
More complications here.
And seven park rangers at Gulf Islands National Seashore getting their jobs back after being laid off due to federal budget cuts. They're expected to be back at work by next week thanks to some recent court rulings that shook up the Trump administration's plans to downsize the federal government.
Yeah, they were all screaming and yelling and going crazy when that came down. Out of a job. They got their jobs back. I'm glad that happened.
I hate it when that happens. Out of a job.
All right, local news and national news coming up in less than 12 minutes. Come on back.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.